Mike Santos is the director of hockey ops for the Predators. Mike, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks. I'm great, guys. I'm great. Despite the loss last night, I'm still good.
The loss was irritating. We'll get to that in a moment. My question is, do you ever lace them up anymore or what? Do you ever get out there and...
I do. I actually play more in the summer now than any time because I'm so busy travel-wise during the season. And then I always play in Jerry Bruckheimer, the TV and movie producer, has a big tournament in Vegas every summer.
Right,
and
right.
I always make it out there. So I try to tune up early in the spring and summer and then and be ready for at least a couple of weeks there.
Yeah, and you're in your late 40s, aren't you? Or are you younger than that?
I'm a little younger than that.
A little bit younger than that? Okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm thinking, I got to get this weight off, and I may just go up there and, just lace them up again. And, it was always a great workout. That's all I know. It was always a great burn.
Oh. No, you're right. There's nothing better. And, there's plenty of good men's leagues around the Nashville area, too, that you get into for all levels. And it's a good sweat in the... There's always usually a cold beer somewhere in the locker room after, too.
I stopped when I was 28 with the men's leagues because it was like the no-check men's league, and you're out there, and there's these kids that are frustrated that they didn't get a scholarship or that they're not playing in junior or something, and they're out there, and they want to hit, and they want to do this. And, I went through all of that when I played in college, and I'm like, I'm 28. I got to go to work tomorrow. I'm like, guys, I got to go to work tomorrow, okay? We don't need to be going full bore here like this and into the boards and everything. So finally, when I was like 28 or 29, I stopped playing in the men's leagues. But, yeah, I'll be 50 next year, so maybe I can get in one of those over 50 leagues and rejuvenate myself. Who knows?
Well, you call me and we'll get you, and maybe we'll play on a team together. How about that?
Well, that'd be good. That'd be really good. I'll sit on the bench and cheer you on. I got a little aggravated. I'm getting aggravated. I got aggravated last night. You guys get really aggravated. I got aggravated last night watching it because this hockey team is too good for too long this season to go into one of these little four-game slides like this. And usually two goals. I mean, you want to do more than that offensively, but often that is good for the Preds, the way they play tight in their own end. But it occurs to me, Mike, it just seems like there are too many loose pucks around in their own end, too many pucks sitting in the crease with nobody cleaning up business there. Have they gotten a little sloppy in their own end?
Well, you're never as good as you think you are, and you're never as bad as you think you are. And the games we're losing now, we were winning the same type of games for a while there. So, I think things have come full circle. Things are evening out. At the start of the season, if you said this is where we'd be at this point with 30 games remaining, you'd probably say that's right. So
yeah.
I think we are where we belong. We haven't got the bounces or the breaks lately. If you look at some of the key statistics, they really haven't changed. Even when we were going well, our penalty killing and our power play units have not been well. They've not done well all season. Our goaltending has been very good at times, but overall, statistically, as a pair compared to last year, it's maybe even a little bit down. As far as face-offs, we're not winning as many face-offs as we have in the past. A few weeks ago, I had told some people, all these statistics were down, and yet whatever we were doing wrong was working. Well, whatever we're doing wrong now isn't working, and I think things are just evening out.
In your mind, Trotsky told us earlier this week that he would like to kind of lock into a guy in the nets, and it seemed like Pex was going to get the first shots to be that guy. Did you see enough last night to make you think that, if we just fed this guy 10 out of 15 games, and, maybe he would be that kind of a guy?
Well, I can tell you from watching Pekka in the past, particularly at the minor league level, that he's the type of guy when he gets on a roll, he usually gets on a roll for a long period of time. I mean, he doesn't get hot for two or three games. I've seen him get hot for a month at a time. So the thinking there isn't wrong. However, you can you can go too long trying to get somebody on a roll, and what we have been doing up to this point was working. So I think that we have to rethink that and just go with the guy who's playing best at any particular time.
You guys have had a revolving door going back and forth to Milwaukee. This is probably the most changes that I've seen in the 5-6 years that I've been covering the team, where guys are going back and forth at a rapid rate here. Does it keep the younger guys, the Cal O'Reillys and those guys, kind of sharp when they go down, knowing that, I'm 15 minutes away from being called right back up?
Well, that's exactly the point. I mean, I'm in Texas now. I was in Austin last night, and Milwaukee was there. They played against the Dallas Stars farm team, the Texas Stars, and that's exactly right. I mean, you see a guy like Alex Seltzer, who's only played in, I think, 13 games with the Predators this year. So, you know, at every opportunity, we've been sending him to Milwaukee, not as punishment, but just to keep him in game shape, to keep him involved in game action so he's sharper. And it's the same thing with those young kids. It's a development process. It doesn't happen overnight. It's very rare that a guy gets called up and he never goes back. The fact that they're going up and down and playing games at both levels, it certainly gives them a lot of confidence when they go back to the American League, and it makes them hungry for more.
Mike Santos, our guest, he's the director of hockey ops for the Preds, spends a lot of time out there on the road looking at young players and so on. Olympics coming up. It was a great junior tournament. It was just absolutely tremendous stuff. And, when you watch a job that the young Ellis kid did running, they were saying that kid could run an NHL power play right now. And you got to kind of get excited about it. You know, you got to bring them along slow. We know guys have come up before. And it's funny, I'm reading Theo Fleury's book right now, Fire and Ice. And, you know, he talks about coming up as an 18, 19-year-old, that type of stuff. And socially, how difficult it is when you're in a room full of 25 or 28-year-old guys. But you get excited when you see how some of the young kids are playing, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our scouting staff done a terrific job. They continue to stock us with good young talent, which is necessary for the way we operate business-wise. So when you see a kid like Ryan Ellis, not only the way he performed this year, but last year, particularly in the Memorial Cup with his team in Windsor, they won the whole championship. And his work in the World Junior last year, I mean, he's a great player. We also have another kid, Taylor Beck, who's performed very in the OHL this year. I think the future continues to be bright. And when you look at some of the guys that we have in Nashville right now, even though they've been here for a few years, they're young guys that we've developed. You know, the Ryan Suters, the Shea Webbers, these type of guys, they're only in their mid-20s.
Now, that's true. That's true. This is a young hockey team for sure. And final question on that is, you know, do you fear, and Trotsky talked about this a little bit, but the facts are stubborn things. There's a break coming up for a lot of players that are going to get some time off right in the middle of hockey season, which I think is going to set up a great run to the Cup on the backside. And then other guys that are going off to go to Vancouver. You know, is there a little peek ahead going on a little bit there? I mean, you really got to work hard to stay focused on what the task is at hand, like in this case, Friday night.
Yeah, I think you're right on there. And maybe that's something that's been a little bit of a problem for us here as of late, because the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to go into that break with 20 games left and be, you know, 8-10 points out of it. Mm. Because at that point, you're really going to have to win, you know, 15, 16 of 20 to have any kind of chance and have teams ahead of you, you know, play below 500 hockey. I think that maybe we were starting to feel pretty good about ourselves, mm-hmm. and the position we were in, saying, you know, geez, there's no way we're going to go into that break in that situation. And we've lost a few games here, and we've sort of come back to the pack. So I think we'll be in good shape, but you're absolutely right. This is a real important time to stay focused, because you can't get a playoff spot now, but you might be able to lose one.
As is the way with this crazy three-point system and this Western Conference, it's
right.
Always like this. 2 points in front of Detroit for the final spot, only 5 points, though, out of the four-hole where Vancouver is sitting right now. So it's going to be like this. You know, it's exciting stuff, but I would imagine if I was on, you know, as a part of the organization, it'd be kind of like aggravating. I mean, it's just, well, night to night, you're fourth, you're seventh, you know, it's all over the lot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you do have to take it, you know, game to game. I know that's cliche, but you have to do that right now. You have to just stay in the hunt and let things sort themselves out. I mean, ultimately, what would be really nice, it's going to be a tough task to catch Chicago, although we'll try, but so then ultimately the task becomes to stay in one of those four or five or six spots.
Right.
So that so realistically you can avoid Chicago and San Jose in the first round, and possibly if there's an upset, you could avoid them for two rounds.
Yeah, absolutely. And Chicago looks really, really good. I watched them again last night against Edmonton. I know Edmonton is down, but not only was that one of the most aesthetically pleasing games with Chicago's classic gear and Edmonton wearing their old school gear, but it was you just watch that hockey team and they just got it all going on. The big question there will be how long will they be able to keep it together financially, because they just have never been one, you know, when all these contracts start coming up, it'll be interesting to see how they handle them. themselves.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And I think they still have a little bit of a question mark in goal. So you get into a series and you break through their goaltending, that could be problems for them.
Yeah. All right, Mike, always a pleasure to talk to you, my man, and we'll talk again.
All right, Tom. Sharpen up those skates.
Yeah, that's what I got to do. I got to go sharpen the skates up. That's what I need to do. All right, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Appreciate you.